Hey guys, once again, it's your man Mike D. We're in the lab again. We wanted to continue this series of abuse, emotional, psychological, physical, and sexual. And today we will be talking about physical abuse. And so without further ado, let's get right back into it, man. Thank you guys, man, for your listening ears. And once again, it's great to have you. The definition of physical abuse, according to the New York State Office of Children and Family Services, is non-accidental use of force that results in bodily injury, pain, or impairment. This includes, but is not limited to, being slapped, burned, cut, bruised, or improperly physically restrained. Physical abuse is not limited to children and can happen to adults of any age. Neglect is also considered an aspect of physical abuse, and this type of abuse often happens when one adult cares for another, such as in the case of an adult child caring for a parent. Physical abuse often occurs alongside other forms of abuse, such as financial, sexual abuse, and emotional abuse. Physical abusers use their abusive behaviors to control their victims. While anyone can suffer from physical abuse, physical abuse victims are most often women and children, but they also include frail elderly. We'll briefly look at abuse of the elderly, developmentally disabled, mental illness, physical disabled, substance abusers, intimate partners. While it is never the fault of the victim, victims of physical abuse often feel shame and guilt over the abuse and hide the abuse from others. Victims are also typically afraid of what would happen if the physical abuse were found out. Unfortunately, this often allows physical abuse to go on unreported and in a continued state. Physical abuse often occurs in cycles, and not all parts of the relationship may be physically abusive. A physical abuse cycle often includes threats of violence, such as, if you do that one more time, I'll, and then you can fill in the blank. Physical abuse itself, such as hitting, burning, slapping, pushing or kicking, even spitting at or on, is physical abuse, and they can be persecuted for that. Apologies by the abuser. The abuser may be extra attentive, turn on the charm, even buy gifts, as mentioned in psychological or the emotional abuse aspects. The cycle begins again, often with the abuser planning the next action of abuse. Once the abused have let their guards down, it happens again. The cycle continues, and most often it gets worse. Let's look at a few examples then of physical abuse. Physical abuse can range from relatively small, such as verbal or simply a look, and increase to a slap, into a more severe, such as the breaking of bones. Sadly, can even result to death. Other examples of physical abuse includes being physically restrained, such as being tied to a chair, locked in a closet, or in the house, having your freedoms taken away from you, being burned with objects, being cut, slapped, punched, kicked, bitten, or choked are all signs of physical abuse. Being stabbed or shot, which can lead to death. Withholding of food or medical attention when needed. Being drugged. Being denied sleep, right? A lot of times we don't think that that is physical abuse. But when you're being denied an opportunity to go to sleep, when your body is in dire need of sleep and your abuser will not allow you to sleep, is a form of abuse as well. Inflicting pain on other people or animals. You know, oftentimes these behaviors start with abusing animals. Then it becomes abuse of people and those close to us. These are just a few examples or cases where physical abuse is identified. There are many other forms. Point is, if you recognize any form of abuse, please get help. No one should be subjected to abuse of any kind. If you're an abuser, stop and seek assistance in recovery from professionals. Your behavior is unacceptable, and it's criminal. You need help, too. As our world becomes darker, more violent, more evil, these behaviors are becoming more prevalent. It has to stop. Let's start with you, one person at a time, and begin to heal and function in ways of righteousness and love. This is achievable if you're willing and obedient to seek the errors of your ways. Yes, it's a tall, tall order, because men are becoming more intolerable and desperate with evil and ugly intents. However, it can be done. Neglect, exploitation of elderly and disabled or aging abuse. Abuse, neglect, and financial exploitation are real and potentially grave dangers for many elder and adults with disabilities in America, in the world for that matter. It should sadden each of us as we and our loved ones age. Many activities of daily living can become more difficult, right? And in this, there are many, many people that are waiting and seeking to exploit their or your vulnerability because of aging. Some elderly people are too frail to speak up for themselves. Others can be bullied or fall prey to folks. You know, in my opinion, they are not worthy to be called people because they're taking advantage of the elderly, right? Domestic violence against men is another form of physical abuse, which is not spoken on enough or in detail, if at all. Abuse of men happens far more often than you may expect. In both heterosexual and same-sex relationships, it happens to men from all cultures and walks of life, regardless of age and/or occupation. An abusive partner may hit, kick, bite, punch, spit, throw things, or destroy your possessions. Remember, the psychological and emotional abuse, right? To make up for any differences in strength, they may attack you while you're asleep or otherwise catch you by surprise. How about a sneak attack? They may also use weapons such as a gun or a knife or strike you with an object, abuse or threaten your children and family or harm your pets in danger or frustration. This too is power tripping, manipulation, and controlling behavior. So as an abused man, you may face a lack of resources, a lack of understanding from friends and family. They may not even believe you're being abused. Also, there may be some legal obstacles, right? Especially if you're trying to gain custody of your children, you know, from an abusive mother, or, you know, you're trying to leave this relationship by way of divorce. There may be some challenges there, right? Whatever the circumstances, though, you can overcome these challenges and escape this violence and abuse. You can. You have the power to. You may experience verbal abuse, belittling. You may experience some humiliation in front of friends and colleagues or even your family, right? It has gotten out of control, whereas social media, this is not new, but newer. As we venture more and more into the tech world, you may experience some of that simply by being online. They may be possessive, act jealous, or harass you with accusations of being unfaithful, even when you haven't been, right? They very well may be unfaithful, but yet they're blaming you. This is a telltale sign of an abuser. They may take away your car keys or your medication, try to control where you go and who you see. They may try to control you on how you spend your money or deliberately default on joint financial obligations, right? Just to cause financial harm. They may take funds from your account without your authorization, attempting to ruin your credit. If you're trying to get out of that relationship, absolutely, they'll do anything and everything, man, to hurt you. They may make false accusations or allegations about you to your employer or the police, or find other ways to manipulate and isolate you. They may threaten to leave you and prevent you from seeing your kids or family if you report this abuse. So why don't men leave abusive relationships, guys? Well, let's take a look at a few reasons. You may feel that you have to stay in a relationship because, one, you don't have anywhere to go. And again, you know, they've drained your accounts, so you have no money. You may feel ashamed. Many men feel ashamed that they've been abused or aren't able to stand up for themselves, somehow failed in their roles as male, husband, or fathers. That's shameful, man. Your religious beliefs dictate that you stay, or your self-worth is so low that you feel this abusive relationship is all you deserve or all you have. No religion should compel you to continue in an abusive relationship. If you're in this type of relationship and you're a believer of the faith and you're encouraged to stay, you may want to check your faith and belief system. I suggest reconsidering that religion or that faith. There's a lack of resources. Right. Many men stay. Many men worry that they'll have difficulty being believed by the authorities, or that their abuse will be minimized because they're male, or find there are few resources to specifically help abused men. Abuse is abuse, no matter the gender. You know, I'm going to touch on it, but it is what it is. I don't really, you're in a same-sex relationship, but having come out, you haven't shared this information with your family or your friends and are afraid your partner will out you. Should not have to be out by your mate. This is a form of control and is threatening. It may be very intimidating with fear. It's wrong, too. You may want to take the opportunity to do this yourself. But because you're in this relationship, this type of a relationship, and it's abusive, they may just rat you out. You know, now you've lost your family. Now you've lost some friends, which can be difficult, too. Lastly, maybe you're just in denial. Just as with females in domestic violence, denying that there is a problem in the relationship can and will only prolong the abuse. You may still love your partner when they're not being abusive and believe they will change or that you can somehow help them. But change can only happen once your abuser takes full responsibility in acknowledging that their behavior and seeks professional help. So regardless of gender, ending a relationship, even an abusive one, is not easy. It becomes even harder if you've been isolated from friends and family, threatened, manipulated, and controlled, emotionally beat down. It can seem easier just to stay. So as I close, guys, addiction and abuse steals some of the most beautiful souls through manipulation and control. Ignoring red flags because you want to see good in people. This kind of thing will cost you later. If you're experiencing any type of abuse or have any questions, please feel free to reach out to the National Child Abuse Hotline by calling or texting 1-800-422-4453 or 1-800-799-7233. Protecting oneself, one loved one, protect children. It's important. You may worry, that if you leave, your spouse will harm your children, manipulate your children, or somehow, some way, prevent you from having access to them. Obtaining custody of children is always challenging for fathers. But even if you are confident that you can do so, you may still feel overwhelmed at the prospect of raising them alone. But you got to do what you got to do, not only for the children, but for you as well. Domestic violence and abuse can have a serious physical and psychological impact. The first step is protecting yourself. Stopping the abuse is to reach out, man. Talk to a family member, a friend, clergy member, professional, someone you can trust, or again, the domestic violence helpline. If it's an emergency, 911. Once again, speed dial. Admitting the problem and seeking help does not mean you have failed as a man or as a husband. You're not to blame. And most importantly, you're not weak, bro. So as well as offering a sense of relief and providing some much-needed support, sharing details of your abuse can also be the first step in building a case against your abuser. And in doing so, stop the abuse. It can also help someone else, man. Men, you can be abused too. It may be hard moving on from an abusive relationship, but support from family and friends, as well as counseling, therapy, and support groups for domestic abusers, survivors, can help you move forward from an abusive relationship. You may struggle with upsetting emotions or feel numb, disconnected, and unable sometimes to trust other people. After the trauma of an abusive relationship, it can take a while to get over the pain and the bad memories, but you can heal. We're here to help. We want to help you move on. I wouldn't recommend it, but even if you're eager to jump into a new relationship and finally get the intimacy and the support you've been missing and deserve, it's wise to take things slow. Make sure you're aware of those red flags we talked about earlier. These red flags and behaviors that are potentially in this new partner and what it takes to build a healthy new relationship. Sometimes it's difficult, man, when dealing with an abusive partner, but I recommend leaving right away, if possible. Be aware of any signs that may trigger a violent response from your partner and be ready to leave quickly. Escape plan. You need to stay to protect your children. Call an emergency services. Please have someone there to intervene. Try to discuss it. Wouldn't recommend it, because you've gotten to this point and you now recognize that this is abuse and it has to stop. The police have an obligation to protect you, just as they do for a female victim, brothers. Call doesn't make you weak. Also, never retaliate. An abusive partner may try to provoke you into retaliating or use force to escape the situation. If you do retaliate, you're putting yourself at risk of being arrested and or removed from the home. You want to seek help. You want to get out of the situation. Do not go there. Leave. Lastly, if you're in this abusive relationship and you're attempting to get out, make sure that you get the evidence that you need. Report the incidents to the police. There's a record and or police reports that you have called and filed. Keep a journal, if you have to, of all the abuse with clear records, dates, times, witnesses, the results, what happened, right? Photos of your injuries. Make sure your doctor or your hospital also documents your injuries. Remember, medical personnel aren't likely to ask if a man is a victim of domestic violence. And guys, please, don't make excuses. I was wrestling, playing ball, fell, was in a car accident, whatever. So it's up to you to ensure that the cause of your injuries from an abusive situation are documented. If at all possible, get a restraining order or an order of protection against your partner. And this applies to women and men. If necessary, seek temporary custody of your children to protect them, so that you can move forward and so that you can begin the healing process, not only for yourselves, but for your children as well. All right, guys, this concludes the session of physical abuse. Amen. As always, hope that something was said here, man, that will encourage you to begin the healing process. Abuse is abuse, no matter how you slice it. And you are not in deserving of any type of abuse. God bless. Until the next time, your man, Mike D, is out.